everyone, and welcome to My Little Globe. As most of you will know, I am studying translation. And to be more specific, the studies course is called Transcultural Communication. So we don't only focus on the languages themselves and on transferring certain information from one language into another one, but we talk a lot about culture and all the aspects of culture, the different definitions of culture, and everything that comes with it. So last week, in one of my subjects, I came across the expression race. And truth is, I was wondering, what is race? Of course, we all talk about racism, and I do know what racism is, but in the end, I don't really know what makes a race. Is it just the skin color, or are there other factors included? So am I the white race, because I am pretty white? Or does it count that I am a European? Am I European race or Austrian race? So all these questions came to my mind when I stumbled across the expression race. I was brought up in a very Eurocentric way. And for a long time, I only traveled within Europe. Race wasn't really a topic I talked about a lot or we learned about a lot at school because it wasn't really a thing. So I always knew there were people of other skin colors, but it was nothing that we particularly addressed. And I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing because for me, it was just normal. It was nothing we had to address because it was there. So I never felt like this was unusual or weird. And I think this is a very interesting thing because, of course, it is something we should learn about. But the moment we make that difference so visible is also the moment when we put this picture of race into other people's heads, right? However, with this subject of mine, I had to watch a TED Talk. A TED Talk held by journalist and documentarian John Bewin. During the talk, he spoke about his own investigations on the history of racism and where it comes from. He said, and I think he's right there, he said that most of us grow up with this thought of racism being based on a misunderstanding that happened sometime. So just a misunderstanding that people think that people who look different than them are inferior. Now, apparently this is not the case. John Bewin talked to a historian called Ibram Kendi, and this historian told him that the first time a racist statement was made was in the 1450s. And that was in a book a Portuguese guy wrote for the Portuguese king. In that book, Africans were described as inferior and beastly. And this whole thing kind of underlines my earlier thought that just when someone brings that picture to our minds, we might believe it and we might think about that. Because before it, apparently, no one ever had the idea of thinking of people with other skin colors than their own as inferior. So as I said, I never had a certain attitude towards people of other skin colors because, I don't know, it just didn't come to my mind and I was never told or taught to do so. So to have any kind of opinion based on the outer appearance of people. In the year 2018, I went on a vacation that I mentioned in a different episode, I think, with my mom. So we went to the Dominican Republic, and it was the first time that I went to a place where the majority of people has a rather dark skin color. So of course, between locals, I would be standing out because I am totally white, like completely. I don't ever get a real tan. I always say that I'm happy if I stay white because the other option would be to be completely red. So, however, I got to know some locals there, and one of them took me to a shopping center because, of course, most of the time I was spending in the hotel, and there were, of course, the workers who were locals and then a lot of tourists. So it was a big mixture of black and white, let's put it that way. And one day I was taken to that shopping mall, and all of a sudden I found myself being the only, and really the only white person in that whole building. And that had never happened to me before because, as I said, I never really had gone further abroad than Europe. And even whenever I did, I was surrounded by other tourists. So I was always in quite touristic places. So this time it was kind of the first time that I was the odd one. I was the weird one. And the interesting thing there was that a big part of the adults didn't look at me, but at him. Because, as he explained to me later, people seeing a Dominican with a white woman would expect that this guy, or yeah, that person, would be buying his or her ticket to Europe or the US through being with that person. So they were more focused on him than on me. And then on the other hand, there were the kids. And the kids looked at me as if I was a unicorn. So basically, I got the feeling that most of them never had seen a white person. And some of them would be staring at me in fascination. And some of them seemed to be a bit scared because new things can sometimes be scary, of course. I think the weird thing about racism is that it doesn't really seem to lie in the nature of people in general. So human beings, to me, seem to be more fascinated by exotic things than repelled by them. Because during my stay in the Dominican Republic, I had a talk, a very interesting one, with two of the workers. We were talking about skin color and what we find attractive. And we came to the conclusion that every one of us, when it comes to outer appearance and attractiveness, likes the opposite to themselves. So I told them that most darker-skinned people seem so much more beautiful to me than white people do, just in my eyes. And they laughed about it because to them it was so odd, because they would feel much more attracted to white people than to darker-skinned ones. Time ago, I read a quote about how racism can only come from white people. And as I stated earlier, of course, it seems to have been invented by white people, but I'm not so sure if racism does only exist in white communities. Maybe people would just call it differently. Maybe they would call it othering or something similar. And here we come back to the point and the question, what is race and what does count as race? Which parts of my background play a part in this question of race? Last year, I went to the Philippines with my mom. So we went on a vacation for 2.5 weeks. And as I had worked on a cruise ship previously, I knew quite a bit about the whole Filipino culture because I investigated a lot on that topic, and I wanted to find out as much as possible about this culture and this country, which is why I also wanted to go there. The day I arrived, I had to go to a certain shopping mall to leave my luggage there because I did some couch surfing and I could only go to the host's home in the evening after he finished work. So I had to leave my luggage somewhere during the day. I went by taxi to that shopping mall, and then when I arrived, some people were standing in front of that shopping mall, kids included, and everyone looked at me again as if I was a unicorn, something completely exotic. And I thought, this is not a very touristic place or not a very touristic area of this city, because I arrived in Manila, so the capital city, and in Austria, for example, in the capital city, strangers or tourists are so much more common than at the countryside. So people in the capital city of Austria will be probably very used to seeing people of all ethnicities and all skin colors or whatever. So I expected the same thing in Manila. I thought, well, Manila will be the place where they are already used to having tourists. It didn't take me long to find out that I was completely mistaken about this, because apparently, especially in that area of Manila where I started my trip, tourists, especially white tourists, were not very common. So first in that shopping mall, people just stared at me a lot. I noticed, but, you know, it was fine with me. I was like, well, apparently this is something unusual, so it's just normal that they will look at me. After that, I went out on the streets. And for those of you who have never been to Manila, Manila has crazy traffic. And when I say crazy, I mean insane. So there are lots and lots of cars on the streets everywhere. And there will be a lot of honking going on. So at first, I didn't notice that a lot of people honked when I walked by, because I thought they were honking because of the traffic. Then at some point, I got to a street where there was not much traffic going on, so there was no reason to honk, and still people kept honking. Until at some point, I turned around to look at one of the drivers, and they would open their windows and wave at me or greet me. And all they wanted is for me to wave back. They wanted me to greet them back. And this is what I did. So this is what I did for the following couple of days. I randomly waved back at people honking at me. In a nice way, I have to say. I didn't feel molested or anything. I just was a bit irritated because it felt weird to me. As a normal private white person who is not famous at all. Anyhow, also people walking on the streets would start greeting me randomly. They wouldn't greet anyone but me. So when I walked by anyone or when I walked by shops or anything, people would always greet me in a very, very polite way in English. So I noticed bit by bit how strange it was for all the people there to see me. And as crazy as this might sound now, but I had to get used to this every single day over and over again, because in between I always forgot, because I myself didn't feel different from them at all. So, however, I walked on the streets on that first day, and then people started to ask me if they could take pictures with me. So I found myself every day taking I don't know how many pictures with strangers. And, you know, I felt like, well, if they're happy with it, of course, it doesn't hurt me to take some pictures. But still, I had to get used to this kind of being treated, you know, as something special. And at the same time, a weird feeling crept into me about how I didn't like the fact that they treated me as if I was someone superior to them, because I wasn't and I am still not. And I felt like, how can it be that a whole nation seems to have that feeling about how whiteness is something superior? Because I didn't achieve my whiteness in any way, you know? I didn't do anything for it. I was just born like that. And this is why I don't want to be treated differently, because it's not my accomplishment to be white, and I didn't work for it. So it feels totally odd to be kind of rewarded for it. Now, I already had that feeling of injustice months before my vacation, when I was still on board of the ship. Because on board, there was, I got that kind of feeling how the races on the ship would separate themselves somehow, you know? There was always the group of white people and white officers, and then there was a group of Filipinos and a group of Indonesians and a group of South Americans, for example. And I always sat with the Filipinos or the South Americans, because I just felt like they were nicer or they were more interesting to talk to. So I just chose by sympathy who I would sit with, and not at all by skin color or language or something like that. And I found it so weird that there was this huge separation going on. And after a few months on board, I got that feeling that the Filipinos on board really thought they were kind of inferior to the officers or the white people on board, right? And because there were few Filipino officers on board, I always felt like they had to do the triple amount of work to achieve the same a white person would achieve in just less time. But at this point, I have to put some emphasis on the fact that this was only my feeling, so I didn't confirm it in any way. It was just how the whole thing and the life on board felt. Of course, the command structure on ships is something very central and very important, and you can already see from the uniforms people are wearing whether they have a higher or a lower position. But anyhow, in addition to those basic positions, there was also the nationality issue. So it surprised me somehow that I got the same feeling when I went to the Philippines, the feeling of Filipinos treating white people as superior to themselves. However, one night in Manila, I went to a karaoke bar with a few Filipinos. So I was surrounded by locals, and we went to that bar. And in the Philippines, in comparison to Austria, most karaoke bars work in a way that you rent a room for your group. Okay, so there are certain rooms, and we arrived there, and a friend of mine talked to that guy at the reception desk and told me that we would have to leave because there were 12 groups on the list before us, and this is just too much. However, the workers there saw me, and all of a sudden, someone led us into one of the rooms. And I looked at my friend, and I was like, well, what's going on? Where did the 12 groups go, right? And he was like, well, you are white. And I thought, what the heck is going on? I wanted to leave that room, but they had already ordered, and like, I was just too slow because I didn't understand what they had been talking about, and I couldn't change the situation anymore. But I, you know, I felt kind of insulted. I didn't want to have the privilege there. I thought, I am a normal person, just as everyone else here, and I don't want to be treated that way. So after our karaoke evening, my friend went out to pay. And he came back and there was a huge discussion going on between him and his friends that I couldn't follow, of course. And when I asked what had happened, they told me that the price was 3 or 4 times as high as it should be for the things we consumed and the things we did there. And when I asked why that was the case, guess what the response was? It was just the same one as before. They said, it's because you are white. And I couldn't believe it. And of course, I wanted to pay for this whole evening because I was like, well, it is my fault that we have to pay all that. But I didn't have enough money with me. And believe me, when I go abroad, I always have a lot of money with me because I never know what I want to buy on my trip. So I had money with me, but it still wouldn't be enough. And that was how high the price was. So I gave them all my money and they had to pay the rest, but I was so angry. I just felt like it was outrageous for them to ask a whole group of locals to pay so much more just because they had a tourist with them. So I went out there after paying and I told them that it was just not fair to assume that every white person on this planet was rich. Because it's not the case. And I also had to save money to go on that trip and stuff like that. So it was important to me to tell them that it's not true that all white people have a whole lot of money just lying around. And I knew that this wouldn't change anything. But I couldn't shut up in that moment because I just felt treated very unfair. And I thought, wow, this must be racism because I have been treated differently because of my skin color, because of my nose. I don't know. I mean, I don't blame anyone for letting a tourist pay more than the average local. But in that case, the difference was just too high. Okay, so I'll wrap it up here. For anyone who wants to check out that TED Talk, it's called The Lie That Invented Racism by John Bewin. So go ahead, check it out. It's really, really interesting. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I mean, maybe it brought some new perspectives on race and racism in general, on whiteness, maybe, because I can only talk from my perspective, of course. And I want to say here that I don't think black and white people have the same problems. Not at all. I do know about how serious this whole racism topic is, but I just have enough of white people talking about how black people feel because I think we don't know. I think there's so much we don't know, and it's just very difficult to turn this around and talk about those things as if we knew how it is from their perspective. I can only talk about race from my perspective, which is the white one. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope to have you again next week. Have a great day. Goodbye.